Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Adam is back. Adam.
Just before the call came through, Shafat, we had a big pull. Skalk was on and fought this fish beautifully. It turned out to be a garfish, not our target species, but a lovely fight nevertheless.
Adam, I'm glad we got you. And just before, we were fishing for you, I was talking about Maulana Yunus Patil, Rahimullah, one of the episodes I had with him in my lifetime. How close were you to Maulana Yunus Patil, Adam?
Yes, Shafat, as you know, the fishing community is a small community and we all hear of each other. And he's quite an avid angler as well, Shafat. So don't know him personally, but I have heard of him. And inshallah, he'll make some good catches soon as well.
Yeah, that is Maulana Salim Karim you're talking about. Hey, he loves his fishing. That Lady Smith Maulana with lots and lots of butter. As we move on, Adam, you know, there you are and you launched this morning. I want you to describe the weather to the Ummah this morning.
Yes, Shafar, it is a typical winter's morning off our coast. There's a definite chill in the air. The forecast was for about 10 to 15 north southwesterly winds. Allah's blessed us with lighter winds than that. So at the moment, it's blowing maybe around 5 knots offshore. It's flattened the sea out quite beautifully. There's a silvery gray sheen on the water. A little bit greenish as we are here near the Amgeni River mouth. So as you know, when it rains, the brown water flows out. But these are the perfect conditions for Natal snook. They like a little bit of brackish water. And we're trawling with two lures and two fillets of red-eyed sardine. So hope all the listeners hold thumbs for us that we can get some good fish today, Shafat.
I tell you, the whole world is listening to you, and there's people down under, there's people from the Birmingham, others are listening to us from Canada and others from America. Got a lot of families. I don't know what's the time zone there, but some of them just put the alarm on just to get a glimpse and hear. So, Adam, when your segment comes, you'll be amazed how popular you have become on your fishing slot. Also, talking about the sardines, where are thou? They say, but what that Adam is trawling the ocean there with the red-eyed sardine. But when will the fresh sardines come in, Adam?
Yes, Shafad, it's sardine frenzy at the moment. Everyone's waiting with bated breath. Forgive the pun. The last I've heard, there's some pilot shoals around the Port Edward area. They were about 1.5 kilometers away from Port Edward. So definition in the ocean, water condition seems to be pretty good. Water has cleaned up quite a lot. At the moment, as I look at my fish finder, I can see the water temperature is 22 degrees. We hope for colder temperatures, maybe 19 degrees and below, before they really start making their way in the huge shoals. But definitely, there's lots of life in the ocean. A lot of anglers are reporting very good catches of all manner of fish, be it game fish or bottom fish. So it's a really exciting time, and it's perfect timing with the season as well, Shafat. There's been a lot of snow on the mountains, and there's some cold fronts coming through. We're expecting bad weather ahead in the next week. Well, it's bad weather for fishermen to launch, but actually great weather for the sardines. So with these cold fronts that come through, hopefully it'll push the cold water channel close to shore and bring the silvery bullets up our coast, Shafat.
Alhamdulillah, brilliant indeed there, Adam. A message here coming through says, Assalamu alaikum. Great to have our man, Adam Kamda, on the line. Yeah, he's on the line, people. And he says, please tell me, is it true that most fishermen will suffer from arthritis of the fingers at a certain age because of their reeling? Adam?
Yes, Shafat, you have Adam on the line, literally and figuratively, Shafat. We're lying in the water, yeah. Yes, I think I suppose people assume that because you're handling fish and you're always dunking your hands into cold water or handling frozen bait, you might get pain in your fingers and your knuckles, and if it leads to arthritis, you would attribute it to fishing. But I think if you are just naturally predisposed to arthritis, then you would get it no matter what sport you indulge in, Shafat. Because when you do fish, If you do have pain in your joints, etc., you could choose to fish later in the day. You don't have to launch at 3 or 4 in the morning before the sun comes up and you really have chilly, icy, cold conditions to contend with. You can choose a more civil time to fish. Obviously, the fish love to bite when it's nice and early as the sun is coming up. But if you are predisposed to painful joints, etc., it's the same as any other sport. I don't think fishing contributes to that.
Now, generally, you know, they tell us if you're a sports person, hey, you must warm up before you get onto the field. Otherwise, you're going to get this and that will happen to you and you'll cramp up or, you know, you're prone to injury. This is the same with the fishing. You know, you need to warm up, but you warm up with a flask of coffee or, you know, those old days, what they call it, boilers. They used to put it over, even by the beachside, there was a drum and the heat coming and all standing there once they got to, you know, can you hear me doing that? And once you heat it up, then you start moving. Do they still do that, Adam?
Yes, Shafad. With any sport, it's important to stretch your muscles and to warm up properly before you really exert yourself. But I must say, Shafad, with fishing, we don't do it consciously. Just the fact of carrying our tackle down to the beach or carrying it off to the boat, and even when you're on the boat, you're busy casting and retrieving for most of the day. So your muscles do get stretched and warmed up naturally before you actually hook into that big prized fish. And then you are all primed and ready, and your muscles are ready to go. It's quite different from going down jogging where, you know, you could just get to the road and just hit the road, so to speak, where you basically have to consciously stop yourself, stretch your muscles, warm up, and then get into your, you know, the full pace of running, Shepard. So with fishing, it's actually pretty much an unconscious thing. But if you analyze it, it is important to stretch and warm up your muscles before any exertion.
Now, there's a curiosity in my head, Adam, and I want to know, like, every sailing that you do, is every sailing different to the previous one?
Yes, Shafad, I think that's what keeps us interested in sailing, because you go at the pace of nature and it depends what the wind is doing. And as you mentioned, every single trip is completely different. The scenery is different. The ocean is different. The vibe is different. The feeling is different. The workout is different. And the memories you come back is different as well, Shafad. And it's the same with fishing. Every single trip is completely unique. And, you know, what really boggles the mind, Shafad, is there will be certain specific things that you can remember that happened on a trip that was 5 years ago or a trip that was 10 years ago, especially when you meet up with friends and you chat. Or if you're specifically targeting a certain fish, like I'm fishing with Skulk at the moment, targeting snook, and he'd be able to tell me precisely, you know, the first snook he caught for the season, or the snook he caught, you know, fishing with his son. And it's these activities, Shafad, that really makes really sharp memories in your mind that last for years to come, Shafad.
You know, Adam, with your freshness and the way you deliver, every segment that you do is a masterpiece. And that's what I want to tell you. You're a masterpiece of Allah's creation. You are someone that, you know, we embrace and celebrate. And not a day did you and I ever have an argument. Because you know what? We resonate. We got no time for panchayat, Adam. We want to know what's really going on. And we got too much in our heads. How would you react?
Yes, Shafad, alhamdulillah for the good signal. You know, when you said we're going to go on air, and I said, no, but I'm launching at 6 a.m. So considering that we are near the shore, we are near the back line, we're still within reach of signal towers, etc. So alhamdulillah for that. And as you mentioned, each show is completely unique and different. And I think it's because I'm in a different environment every time you call and you ask such pertinent questions as well. It really keeps the show interesting and lively, Shafad.
Yeah, and on the other end, you need to have the man with the brains, with the knowledge that knows the ocean and knows the motion and what's going through the ocean. And, you know, I mean, I read a story about the ocean. There's a hole in the ocean and the things are disappearing and so forth. I mean, there's different phenomena going through. But how has man impacted on the ocean? Because, you know, they say the environments generally react to what insan does, Adam.
Yes, Shafad. You know, it's such a coincidence. You know, our theme is so strong to do with the ocean, because it's actually World Oceans Week this week. From the 1st to the 8th of June is World Oceans Week. And I'd love to encourage everyone to go online and search for I Am Water. There's a company called I Am Water Foundation, and they are doing sterling work to introduce people to the ocean, to teach them to snorkel, to make them aware of conservation. And I think man has potential to do a lot of damage to the environment. We think that the ocean is infinite and vast, but with our industrial processes of huge fish factories at sea, I think we are starting to make a dent in the marine environment. So I would encourage everyone to consider the ocean, be part of World Oceans Week. Even if you just log on and read up about it and see how you can participate, I think it's very important to preserve the ocean as an amazing resource, you know, for human beings.
You know, Adam, on a lighter note, people maybe they love to go more to the ocean basket than to the ocean. I don't know. What's the reason of not going to the ocean? Because I know, you know, going to the ocean gives you that different types of feeling. It's even therapeutic to sit on the seashore or on the shorelines and look at the ocean and just to, you know, look there. And it gives you that feeling of, you know, getting and knowing the divine, Adam.
Yes, Shafar, the ocean provides so much to so many different people. Some people can just take a drive down to the ocean, dip their feet in the water. And as the waves come up onto the shore and recede back into the ocean, it takes all their worries away, Shafar. Some of us need to jump into the water and swim out to the back end and catch a wave. Some of us, like myself, just really happy, just floating and bobbing around my boat on the back end and trying for some snook. So the ocean provides different things for different folks. And even, as you mentioned, come to the ocean basket, the bread basket, you know, to feed you with lovely delicacies from the ocean as well. So the ocean provides in so many different ways, Shafar.
I love the motion in the ocean, Adam. You know, you're busy, you're looking around. How many other boats are around you?
Yes, Shafar, we fished yesterday as well, and yesterday we counted between 20 and 30 boats. This morning, it's not as many. As I mentioned, the forecast wasn't so favorable. So there's about maybe 10 boats out on the backline here where we are fishing. There's a few paddle skis. There's my friend Zams on his jet ski. And there's a few other boats that are patrolling up and down the backline here, Shabbat.
Well, I know when we're driving down the freeway and sometimes on certain roads and all, you look at the guy and you find someone are friendly. Some will just give you the stare and some will not even look at you and some will, you know, in the aggro mode. Is it the same with the, you know, the boats? I don't think so, because there's that open-heartedness there, Adam.
Yes, Shafar, you know, this style of fishing where you're fishing right on the back line, it's close to the where the waves break. So you're quite constrained. If you hook a fish, you know, you're quite constrained. You can't turn towards the shore. You have to turn to deeper water. And sometimes there's a boat or a kayak that's paddling along in the deeper water and prevents you from turning. So tempers can flare. People can get annoyed with each other. So it's very important to be completely aware of your surroundings, who's trawling in which direction, who's on with the fish. When they are on, give them some space. And if people rush you and they come close to you when you are on with a big fish, then, you know, you quite rightly can get quite frustrated with them. And as I mentioned, tempers do flare, especially when fishing for snook. But having said that, I know quite a few of the guys. As we trawl past them, we greet each other, we share information. For example, if Zams is on with fish, he'll send me a message and then, you know, he'll invite us to come up and join him. Whether it's shallower or deeper, knowledge is power, Shafar. So the more knowledge you share, the greater your chances are of catching a fish. And as I say that, I can see Zams in the shallow water and looks like he's on with a nice fish, Shafar. Then he's got a snook. It looks like a garfish. It's quite a big garfish. We also had a false alarm earlier. We thought it was a snook, but it was actually a garfish.
Beautiful indeed, alive. You bring the ocean alive. You can feel every moment, every, you know, sound bite that comes from you is really invigorating, putting a smile on the dial. I know there's this one cook, his name is Zafrullah Cook. He's listening to you this morning and he's saying, Brother Shafaz, tell Adam to bring all those fish. I'll make a fish biryani. Well, this is the type of rapport we're getting this morning, Adam, and you're giving the ummah what they really want to. I mean, those that are living perhaps in the gold reef, they don't get that feeling of the ocean. But when they come to the ocean, it's like, hey, you know, like they came to Jannah, Adam.
Yes, Shafad, we're so blessed. You know, I'm just thinking of all the equipment that one would have needed to do a live broadcast. and not even a live broadcast from the ocean, even from land, anywhere that you need to set up, you'd have these huge vans with all these satellite dishes on the top and millions of rands worth of equipment. But here we are from a cell phone, crystal clear on the backland, fishing from the ocean and sharing our experiences live. And that's really something quite special. And even as you mentioned, sharing the fish, we always hope to have a little extra fish to take back with us, Shafaat, so we can share with our friends and neighbors. And everyone has the right royal time, whether it's making biryani, fish biryani, or frying up some fish with your dalgos, Shafaat.
Absolutely. And I can see there's a message from Pupi Duma. I don't know who he is. He says, Salams, I'm from Mauritius. I know this man, Adam, was fishing here. Great man. Tell him catch one for Mauritius. Adam, how you respond to Pupi Duma? He know you, he says.
Yes, Shafaat. I fished in Mauritius a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm fishing in Durban. I'm quite blessed. And both countries have such unique fishing opportunities. And when we were there, we caught lots of red snapper, enjoyed the fried red snapper with our meals in the evenings. On the last day, we caught a lot of tuna. I left one for my cousins in Port Louis. I'm sure they made some lovely curry out of it, or even sea tuna. And here we are trying for Natal snook, which is such a delicious fish, Shafaat. So every port and every ocean offers completely different species and a different experience. Absolutely love Mauritius, and I absolutely love my KZN coastline as well, Shafaat.
Ayub says, Assalamu alaikum. You guys are making me hungry for fish and chips. I want to know from Adam, where shall I buy the chips and where shall I buy the fish? Adam?
Yes, Shafaat, you remind me of a boat name. You know, people look for creative boat names, and there wasn't one boat called Only Chips. And for a long while, I scratched my head, what does it mean by Only Chips? Ah, no fish today.
That's a good one, eh? No fish today. But, you know, Adam, when you walk down the aisles of, you know, these major supermarkets, and these frozen boxes, you know, they've got frozen hake and they've got frozen salmon and so forth. But there's a whole variety. And then you take them and you throw them into your, you know, air fryer. Hey, you've got a chow there, Adam. And you just put some, you know, some of the lime or the lemon on it. And then you take some chips and you throw it into the air fryer. I mean, you've got a powerful meal. Talk to me, Adam.
Yes, Shafaat, we were quite spoiled with such a variety of frozen fish. But I'd love to challenge all the listeners, Shafaat, go out there, go to your fishmonger and choose the freshest fish you can find. Or even if you have a friend that fishes, ask them to maybe pop over one little extra one for you to taste. There's such a huge difference in eating absolutely fresh fish that's caught the same day and never been frozen. And even the challenge of going out and catching your own fish, Shafaat, there's a lot of reward in harvesting you know, fish from the ocean yourself. And you know how well it's been preserved. As soon as you've caught it, put it into your cooler box with some ice, bring it home, clean it up, and cook it fresh. And that's absolutely the best, Shafaat.
There's one point you made now, Adam. You said go to the fishmonger and tell him. But a lot of these fishmongers are selling their own fish and chips, or they say they have snook and chips also. But, you know, some of them give you an alternative when it comes to the snook. They say, do you want it baked or you want it fried? What would you tell them then, Adam?
Yes, Shafaat, you mentioned one of the listeners wanted to know where to get some nice fresh fish and chips. There's a shop in Amstakuzana near my shop called United Fisheries. They are very big seafood dealers, as well as have a takeaway section where they can cook you up a lovely fish and chips, whether it's fried or grilled. And they even do Cape smoked snook as well, Shafaat.
Alhamdulillah. Now, Adam, there's another question here. Yeah, the guys are into it this morning. It says, Assalamu alaikum, brother Shafaat. I love this man, Adam Kamda, even when I go to his township, Hyper. What a lovely gentleman to talk to. Ask Adam, did he crush a bunny on his boat this morning? Adam, did you crush a bunny this morning?
Yes, well, this morning it's myself and Skulk. And as you know, I love to cater for my guests. So I've got some piping hot coffee in a flask. And last night I stopped over at Caminetto's in Overport and bought a nice creamy chicken jalapeno pizza. So that's on the menu for this morning. We haven't had the munchies yet, Shafad. We're too busy trying to get that first snook on board. But as I can see, as the sun is coming up and warming us up a little bit, and we're talking so much about food, I think the stomach is also starting to talk in tongues and say, you know what, time for breakfast. So it's not going to be a hot pizza. It's going to be a cold pizza, which I kept in the fridge last night. But it'll be a lovely piping hot wash down with hot coffee, Shafad.
I tell you that your taste buds are already jumping, yeah, like our taste buds. And alhamdulillah, it is something about your uniqueness when you come there. I mean, Adam, if any show that you do on radio, and if you don't bring in, or you want to catch your customers, or you want to bring in customers, how do you do it? The bait has to be the chow, Adam. And you and I, Allah gave us the gift of the gab when it comes to the chow, Adam. That's the way you only catch. I mean, that's the best bait. What's your thoughts?
Yes, Shafad, food is universal language. So whether it's on my social media profile or my personal profile or the company profile, we're always sharing lovely dishes. Because my life is entwined with the ocean and fishing, you know, there's lots of fishing recipes. Even bait presentation, you got to do recipes for the fish as well, Shafad. So present your bait perfectly, and you can hope to get much better bites. Also, as we as humans love to eat fresh fish, the fish also love fresh baits. So we pride ourselves in stocking very fresh chokka, very fresh red-eye sardine, normal Natal sardine. And the fresh bait gets the bite, Shafad.
You know, you said that so beautifully. Even the respect the fish you're catching, people. Yeah, don't go and give it that stale bait and fish will. I mean, then sometimes, hey, I didn't catch a good fish, Adam. Adam said, why didn't you come and get that fresh bait from me? I got the right chokers for it. Yeah, it won't choke the fish. You can just catch it and bring it. Adam really enjoyed this morning. You bring the ocean right into the homes of the people throughout the world. Perhaps your parting words this morning.
Yes, Shafad, if everyone gets a chance, please log on to thesardine.co.za. Follow the reports and never miss a single sardine. Thanks for a lovely show and salams to you and the listeners.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.